Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me on this Tuesday morning. We're continuing our theme on five misconceptions about the biblical gift of prophecy. Today we're going to look at misconception number one. And I'm not saying that I'm not having these necessarily in order of importance, by no means. But just first on our list that we're going through. But the first one we're going to look at, the first misconception, is that the biblical gift of prophecy is a gift for predicting the future. My friends, that is a misconception. The New Testament gift of prophecy is not a gift for predicting the future. It is not a sanctified form of fortune-telling or psychic reading. Even in the Old Testament, there could be an element of prediction. But the Old Testament, if you read their lives and study their lives, they were not fortune-telling. They were not fortune-tellers. Although their messages might contain a future element, their purpose was not to satisfy human curiosity about the future. Now, that is something that is a big distinction between the psychic fortune tellers today. Their whole purpose is to satisfy and to speak to this human curiosity about the future. The gift of prophecy is not given to satisfy human curiosity about the future. Even in the Old Testament, the gift of prophecy came forth for the purpose of revealing God's heart to the people. You could say it was more about forthtelling than foretelling. Forthtelling, speaking forth the mind and the heart of God. They were sent, and I'm talking right now about even Old Testament prophets. They were sent to warn God's people to turn from their sins and idolatry and to offer them hope and encouragement if they would turn to the Lord. If you see people and they seem to just be trying to use the gift of prophecy to tell the future and satisfy people's curiosity about the future, they are not moving. They are not moving in a biblical approach. They may be sincere, but if they are not warned, if they do not get on track, they can get themselves into some big trouble, which I will explain more later, if not today, in succeeding episodes. Now, so the gift of prophecy is not a sanctified fortune-telling gift. It is not given to predict the future. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 3. Now again, there can be a future element in a prophecy, but its purpose is not to satisfy curiosity about the future. God wants us to trust the future into His hands. Yes, He can show us things about the future. He can warn us about the future. But that is not the primary purpose of the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy is to speak forth the mind and the heart of God. Let me read a passage to you in 1 Corinthians 14, 3. Chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians is all about prophecy. Paul said, but the one who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to people. Nothing is said there about predicting the future. I heard a person just, I think it was today, and they were speaking in a large meeting. And I have no question this person is a very sincere follower of the Lord. But what concerned me was they were reading prophecies that they had given, say, I don't know, 6 months ago or maybe a year ago. And then they were, you know, something about there was going to be a plague of thus and so, and then there's going to be something else. And then they were reading something from a newspaper in South Africa where this had happened, and then something else. And I thought, oh my, this person, it seems, has this idea that they have a gift to predict the future. But no, my friend, if God uses you in the prophetic gift, it is not primarily to predict the future. It is to reveal God's heart and mind to his people. It is a gift, first of all, of forthtelling, not foretelling. I might just share a little interesting experience I had with 1 Corinthians 14 and 3. This has been quite a few years ago. Sue and I were in Canada. We were planting a new congregation and ministry. And in a Sunday night service, I had preached. And at the end of the service, there was just a real tangible sense of God's presence and his love and his closeness. And we were all just standing, just worshiping God and enjoying the sense of his closeness, of his love, his acceptance, and his presence. And in the midst of this, there was a very harsh prophecy that comes forth. Now, it came forth from a person who was not, at that time, a regular part of our congregation. In fact, this they had only been there a couple of times. And they were from an old-time Pentecostal church where there was a lot of condemnation preached. And I have noticed, this is one thing I've noticed through the years, growing up as a child in churches where gifts of the Holy Spirit were valued, and in 50 years of ministry that I value the gifts of the Holy Spirit, one thing that I noticed is that many times with immature people, their theology, their doctrines will come through in their prophecies. Their prophecies will become tainted by their doctrines. And so anyway, this woman brought forth this very harsh prophecy, something like this. This people draws nigh to me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me. The Lord would say unto this people, you must repent and turn from your wicked ways, and then I will receive you. I'm laughing because in retrospect, now, it wasn't funny that night, but it is so ridiculous what, you know, what people will do, what we will do sometimes, thinking we're moving in the Spirit. I knew this was not of God. It was so out of character and out of sync with what all of us were experiencing, the closeness and the presence of God. And I knew I had to address it. Well, I tried to be as congenial as possible, and I called this woman's name. I said to the congregation, I said, you know, God sometimes uses Joan to speak forth a word of prophecy in the congregation. I said, but what she just brought forth was not from God. I said, so just ignore what was said and just continue worshiping God. You know, there were a number of people that later thanked me for doing that. It made them feel comfortable and safe. And so, pastors, you need to have the confidence to allow the gifts of the Holy Spirit to flow, but also the confidence to give correction when it starts going off base and off track. And so, after the service was over, and of course we were towards the end of the service, so it wasn't long until I gave the benediction, and of course this woman made a beeline for me, and she was very upset that I had rejected her prophecy and so on. Now, there are various gifts of the Spirit. One of them is we read in 1 Corinthians 12, is a word of wisdom. In other words, wisdom is the answer to a problem. God gives you an answer to a problem, or a solution to an enigma, a situation. He gives you the answer, the solution that is needed for that moment. And all of a sudden, I believe with all my heart, God gave me a word of wisdom how to answer her. And so I said to her, John, I want to show you something from Scripture. And this all just came to me immediately, spontaneously. And I said, I want to show you the difference between prophecy and Scripture. I said, you brought forth a rebuke to us. I said, that is not the purpose of the gift of prophecy, is not to go around rebuking people. And I read this passage here in 1 Corinthians 14:3, says, for the one who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort. Or I'd like to use these words, which is the meaning. Edification means to build up. Exhortation means to stir up. And comfort means to cheer up. And I said, your prophecy did not build us up. It did not stir us up. And it certainly did not cheer us up. Then I took her over to, I believe it must be 2 Timothy chapter 3, where Paul said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, that can mean, means rebuke, for correction, for instruction in the way of righteousness. I said, so, Jonah, you see here that it is Scripture that is given, not prophecy. It is Scripture that is given for rebuking and correcting. And I said, what you brought forth tonight was a rebuke and a correction. I said, that is not the place of prophecy. I said, that is the place of Scripture. And I said, here's what I'll do. I said, if you feel that we are off base and we need to be corrected, I said, in our next service, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to speak to us. I said, but don't prophesy to us. Take your Bible and show us from Scripture where you believe that we are off base. She said, oh, I could never do that. I said, well, you did it, but you hid behind a thus saith the Lord. Well, I knew that this woman was sincere, so I did not want to completely squelch her and reject her. And so I said to her, I said, you know, I believe that God wants to use you in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of prophecy. So I said, I hope you will take this and receive it as a correction. And I hope that you will not allow your spirit to be squelched, but learn and grow and let God use you. And you know what? She and her husband continued coming to our church. And I think it was a couple of weeks later, she brought forth another prophecy, but it was totally different from that one. And so, my friends, the gift of prophecy, especially in the New Testament, is for forthtelling, for speaking the mind and heart of God for that situation at that particular time. And it will have the character of building up, of stirring up, and cheering up those to whom it is spoken. Well, I'm Eddie Hyatt. You can read all about what I'm saying and so much more in my book, Prophets and Prophecy. It's available on Amazon. If you just do a search of my name, Eddie Hyde, on Amazon, and maybe add in Prophets and Prophecy, you will find it. It's also available on my website at eddiehyatt.com. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless.